Yo, yo, yo! What's good, Gen Z? It's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another episode of Masculine Alpha Activation. Today we're diving deep into something that might seem a little basic, but trust me, it's the foundation for everything else. Communication. Yeah, I know. Sounds like your grandma telling you to talk to someone about your feelings. But hold up. This ain't your average be kind pep talk. We're talking about leveling up your communication game so you can build real, meaningful connections with the people who matter. Ever feel like you're constantly getting lost in translation? You know that feeling when you're trying to express yourself, but it just comes out all jumbled and awkward? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. There are actual techniques, strategies even, you can use to become a communication ninja. And no, I ain't talking about becoming some robot who speaks in perfectly structured sentences. Let's break it down. First up, active listening. You know, that thing where you actually pay attention to what the other person is saying, instead of just waiting for your turn to talk? Shocking, right? It sounds simple, but most people are just half listening, thinking about their next point or scrolling through TikTok on mute. To become a master communicator, you gotta be fully present in the conversation. Listen with your ears, your eyes, and even your heart. Feel what they're saying, understand their perspective, and respond accordingly. It's like being a therapist, but without the couch and the fancy degree. Second, clarity is king. Think about it. Would you rather try to decipher some cryptic message or get straight to the point? Yeah, I thought so. When you communicate clearly, there's no room for misinterpretation. Be direct, be specific, and avoid using vague language that leaves people guessing. Third, embrace vulnerability. This is where things get real, folks. Opening up and sharing your thoughts and feelings can be scary, but it's also what builds genuine connections. You don't have to spill all your secrets on the first date, but showing a little bit of vulnerability can make you more relatable and trustworthy. It's like letting people see the real you, imperfections and all. Fourth, learn the art of nonviolent communication. This means expressing yourself honestly while still respecting the other person's feelings and needs. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved, not just getting your way. Think less. I told you so, and more. How can we make this work together? And finally, remember to practice self-awareness. This means paying attention to your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Understand how you communicate and what triggers you. Once you have a better understanding of yourself, it's easier to communicate effectively with others. It's like being the ultimate player in the communication game, knowing all the rules and strategies. Now, let me hit you with a real-world example. Imagine you're hanging out with your crush. Things are going great, but then they mention something that kind of bothers them. You could either get defensive, shut down, or try to change the subject. But what if you practiced active listening? What if you actually asked questions, showed empathy, and tried to understand their perspective? That's how you build trust and create a deeper connection. Look. Communication isn't just about talking, it's about connecting, understanding, and building relationships that matter. So step up your game, Gen Z. Ditch the mind games, embrace vulnerability, and communicate like a boss. Listen up, this is your wake-up call. Stop hiding behind filters and memes. Start showing the world your true self through authentic communication. Be direct, be clear, be present. And remember, the world needs more genuine connections, so start building yours today. Got something to say? Hit me up on Instagram, tag this episode in your TikTok, or stitch it with your own thoughts. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like it's your new favorite obsession. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.